Now we have Larry Weber on the phone with us. He is a phenologist and a regular feature here on North Shore Weekend. You are an observer of the natural world. What have you been observing lately?
I've been observing a return or a beginning of spring. I just got back from a trip. I teach at the University for Seniors in Duluth, and I just got back from a trip we took to see spring in the Ozark country of southwest Missouri and northwest Arkansas. And last week when I called in from Arkansas. And so we left an area where the temperatures were into the 80s, and the trees were leafing out, and the grass was green, and there was a large number of flowers in bloom and a large number of birds. We estimated what we were seeing there was about equal in phenology to what is around here at the end of May or 1st of June.
Hmm.
And so we went from there back to now. And while we were gone, the temperatures apparently got quite mild in this area. When we left, there was snow on the ground back on April 4th. Matter of fact, it was snowing on the day we left. And then when we came back on Wednesday, there was no snow on the ground, and the temperatures were warmer. However, there was that strong east wind, and then we were then greeted by a couple of chilly days again. But all the snow was gone, and almost all the ice was gone. There was some lakes around here that still had some ice, but for the most part, all gone. And so going out and walking around was quite remarkable these last couple of days, seeing all the things that have been going on. We had a large number of migrant birds come through. Right now, our yard is filled with, we estimate, 250 juncos, none of which were there when we left. Mixed with them were a few, I counted four, fox sparrows, two yesterday, two purple finches, and today one tree sparrow. Now, the tree sparrows are also in flocks in the region. We have song sparrows singing nearby. None of this was happening when I left. Same with the red-winged blackbird that's at the swamp singing. And in the woods, I saw the kinglets, golden-crowned kinglets, brown creepers, yellow-bellied sapsuckers, and yesterday the first hermit thrush. And I was glad to see also quite a large number of yellow rump warblers, the first warbler of the season. And then this morning as we walked, we heard a rough grouse drumming. In addition to that, there's plenty of water birds in the nearby ponds and swamps. I saw things like mallard and wood duck, ringneck duck, bufflehead, hooded merganser, common mergansers, and yes, the first loon of the season was out on the lake yesterday.
Oh, wonderful.
But I went off and did some exploring on a few other lakes, and on another lake near here, there was a flock of white pelicans. I estimated about 30 in that flock. That's always just a terrific thing to see every spring.
Wow.
And nearby were a few green-winged teal and blue-winged teal. And then on another spot on backwaters of the St. Louis River, more towards Duluth, there was a sizable flock of tundra swans. So the water birds are definitely making their move. In addition to that, in the water, I saw the muskrat and beaver, which were emerging after their rather tight winter they spent. They're pretty confined for their winter, and they were both emerging, and they both look really good. I heard just a little bit. On the first day I got back, I heard one kind of frog, the chorus frogs. I heard them calling, but I assume the wood frogs were probably also calling. The ponds all look good. You know, that's one of the results of a winter where we had a substantial amount of snow. It melted to make ponds, and today's snow is going to add something to that. Now, there's a lot of people who get disappointed when we have all of our snow melted and we have some mild days, and then that's followed again by snow. But I myself see a real positive thing that comes out of it, and that's this. The pace of spring picks up greatly in late April. We start getting a lot more migrants and a lot of more things start greening and tree flowers start showing up and so forth. But the downside is that this dry condition after the snow melts and the grass is brown and dry is a real fire hazard. And some of the worst fire hazards of the year take place in April, especially grass fires. Mm-hmm. So a little snow cover like this, it slows things down. It also slows down the tick season. This is when the ticks start showing up, and both the deer tick and the wood tick. And so a little snow on the ground has a real positive side to it, along with the chilly temperatures. So I say, let's just enjoy the situation as is.
Oh, yeah. We know the inevitable is coming.
Oh, yes. And yet the migrants are out there. Now, the question might be, well, how do they cope with this? What kind of condition? Well, two days ago, I was down by the lake, and the ice was just starting to break up. And along the shore were a couple of phoebes, which is another migrant that has come north. They feed on nothing but insects. So how do they cope with it? Well, they hang around the water. And it's a little bit warmer there, and therefore there's going to be a few more insects. And if your life depends on it, they're going to find those insects. We had a situation like this a couple years ago, and I noticed many of the birds started hanging around the road. Well, the road was a little bit warmer, and they were finding things there, and they're feeding on. Yeah, they'll manage with it. And unless we have a chilly period and a very snowy that lasts for a long time, they'll cope with it okay.
Great. Glad to hear that.
Let's just enjoy it. Okay. All right. Take care, and thank you for calling.
Well, thank you, Larry.
Sure. All right. Bye.
Thanks. We've been speaking with Larry Weber, and he is a phenologist, and he's a weekly guest here on North Shore Weekend.